WQDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republicans in Congress are demanding more information from President Biden's lawyers about the searches of his home and his former office that led to the discovery of classified documents. ABC's Jay O'Brien has...
Congressional Republicans are signaling that the appointment of a recent special counsel in this case won't deter them from conducting their own investigations into these Biden documents.
Today, the president will speak in Washington, D.C. at a Martin Luther King Jr. Day event. This week could see a financial staring contest as the U.S. is projected to reach the debt limit some point this week. And the Biden administration says it will not negotiate, but Republicans in Congress say there should be negotiations before that ceiling is lifted. The U.S. military has begun its expanded training of Ukrainian troops in Germany, and authorities in Italy say the country's number one fugitive, mafia boss Matteo Messina Denaro, was arrested after 30 years on the run. This is ABC News. The University of Georgia's mourning two members of its football program, sophomore offensive lineman Devin Willock and staff member Chandler LaCroix, were killed in a car wreck early Sunday. Came hours after a celebration for the school's second straight national championship. Some people are arguing a technology that's associated with more security is actually being used as a penalty.
Criticized for using facial recognition technology to keep out people from law firms with suits against the company, owners of New York's Madison Square Garden and Radio City Music Hall. One widely reported incident involved a mom chaperoning a Girl Scout trip. State Senator Brad Hoylman Siegel.
New Yorkers are being targeted in a way that could create a chilling effect and cause them to change their behavior.
MSG calls facial recognition tech a useful and widely used safety tool. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, New York.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left, it's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter. Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our, Friday the 13th, Anything Goes Friday. I've always thought Friday the 13th were lucky, so I'm having a great day here. I hope you are too. The Wisconsin Republican Party is openly bragging about suppressing the black vote. This is just breathtaking. Brett Wilkins writing over at commondreams.org. Urban Milwaukee is a newspaper and website that was the first to report that the chairman of the 4th Congressional District of the Republican Party, member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, a guy by the name of Bob Spindell, sent out an email to thousands of Republicans in Wisconsin. And let me just read to you, these are verbatim quotes. Quote, "We can be especially proud of the city of Milwaukee, 80.2% Democratic vote, casting 37,000 less votes than cast in the 2018 election, with the major reduction happening in the overwhelmingly black and Hispanic areas. This great and important decrease in Democrat votes in the city was due to a well-thought-out, multifaceted plan." And, you know, he goes on to explain that that plan included Republican lawsuits that increased voting restrictions on black people. The political action group Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, BLOC, BLOC, said in response to Spindell's email, quote, "Many of us have been sounding the alarm about how sinister voting suppression tactics have become, and Spindell's comments reinforce what we already knew. It is incredibly racist to brag about lowering black and brown turnout. It is also unacceptable to have those comments and views held by an election official." And as I said, this guy is on the board of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, or committee, the WEC, the Wisconsin Elections Committee. And here he is bragging about this. He's also an advocate of the big lie. He continues to claim that Trump was actually elected and that the election was stolen and, you know, Jewish space lasers and all this stuff. Block, this group, went on to say, from participating in a criminal conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election results to now boasting about the suppression of votes from people of color, Spindell clearly cannot be trusted to fairly and adequately carry out a position directly related to the integrity of the Wisconsin election system. Spindell was also one of the 10 fake electors from Wisconsin who, maybe if Merrick Garland ever decides that it might be worth prosecuting a Republican, something will be done about. I'm not holding my breath, but maybe. One other story, and then I'll pick up your calls, it being Anything Goes Friday. The Taliban has come to Missouri. Well, actually, it's been living there all along, apparently. Missouri Republicans are dealing now with a proposal from Representative, I believe this is Representative Peter Meredith. I'm not, this speaking to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Representative Meredith said, Quote, I know some government requirements require women to wear things over their face, but here, oh, it's okay because we're just talking about how many layers they have over their shoulders. In other words, the Republicans in Missouri are proposing new rules for the Missouri House of Representatives that would require women to cover their bare arms. We're not talking about midriffs, we're not talking about mini skirts, but even if we were, I mean, again, this arms? I mean, this is like, this is so beyond, you know, fashion or anything. I mean, this is really floating into Taliban territory. It's just, it's like, no, you can't have birth control. No, you can't get an abortion. No, you can't wear a sleeveless dress or you know, a top or a t-shirt. Oh my God. So anyway, picking up your calls on Anything Goes Friday here. Conrad in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Conrad, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Good morning. I have a idea that goes throughout my head. When they're drawing up voting districts, we have the post office that has their zip codes that are districts that are very concise and right next door to each other. Why don't they use the zip codes? Because I know the census people could tell you how many people live in each zip code, but why don't they use that as the template for districts?
It's an interesting question.
Are you with me?
And the post office has tried to make sure that zip codes are, you know, the post offices are dealing with roughly the same number of people, although it apparently varies widely across the United States. The main reason, I think, is because the Constitution explicitly says that Congress can define the size of congressional districts. The Constitution originally defined it at, what was it, 35,000? Actually, yeah, I shouldn't say the Constitution did. It might have been the original laws, but in any case, it's changed over the years, although it's been frozen for the last 60, 70 years. But the goal is to have equal representation, exact equal numbers of people. Zip codes wouldn't do that, because they're not, you know, that's not the post office's mandate. The post office's mandate is efficiency. And so, you know, in really dense areas, you may have more people in a particular zip code. In really rural areas, you may have fewer people representing the same amount of time to deliver the mail, if you understand what I'm saying. I like the idea, or at least, you know, something. I mean, you know, we need to come up with some alternative to gerrymandering, if that's the bottom line that you're talking about, Conrad. I'm with you. Conrad, thank you for the call. Cliff in Santa Clarita, California. Hey, Cliff, what's on your mind?
Morning, Tom.
Hey.
Your hair looks great.
Thank you. What's on your mind, Cliff?
First of all, like when I was in grade school in the 60s growing up, if I would have thought of the year 2023, it was like science fiction to me.
Yeah, it was Jetsons.
Yet here we are. It's bizarre to me that we're here. Anyways, the acceleration of union organizing and the fact that more workers are joining unions, and as Chris Hayes pointed out earlier in this week, the public's opinion of unions is way, way up, something like 70% or something.
Yeah.
That's a great trend as far as I'm concerned. I'm a 30-year Teamster myself. So what are your thoughts about what's going on as far as the union organizing and spreading this in this country?
You know, Reagan didn't start it, but Reagan really began the war on unions in a big way. The Supreme Court had been cutting back on the rights of unions for some years before 1980, in a number of decisions. There was a time, I think, when, you know, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, where there was some of the union mob connections were being exposed, particularly Jimmy Hoffa, and that hurt the reputation of unions. And then Republicans used that to kind of demonize unions and talk about union bosses and all this stuff. But I think that, you know, 43 years of Reaganomics and the Republican war on unions, finally American workers are figuring out that unions are democracy in the workplace. Unions are an opportunity to have to balance the power between, the organized capital, which is management, and organized labor. and you know, the management can organize themselves. And Cliff, thanks for the call. Management can organize themselves as management. They have incredible power. Labor should be able to organize themselves too. And I think, like you said, increasingly Americans are figuring this out. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's coming up on 15 minutes past the hour in just a few seconds. It's Anything Goes Friday.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Miss
missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Louise and I are starting the new year just the way we finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose, made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and to save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 20 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. George in Toledo. Hey, George, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. I just want to say that I really enjoy your program. It's very informative and thought-provoking. And I just want to also tell you, you and I were born in the same year, and we're both fans of the Firesign Theater comedy. So I just want to make you aware of that. But what I called about is these other talk radio hosts are saying that Merrick Garland is going to bring Donald Trump to justice somehow, just like Stephen Colbert believed that Bob Mueller was going to bring Donald Trump to justice. But I want to, since we're both old guys, I think you might remember a guy named Ronald Reagan and some of the things that, the nasty things he did. You know, he gave missiles to a government that was holding our embassies hostage for some 400 and some days. He mined the harbors of a country we were not at war with, namely Nicaragua. He smuggled drugs into Los Angeles with the help of a man named Eugene Hassenfuss, who was later captured by the Nicaraguans. And he had his own private army. I'm not talking the Proud Boys. I'm not talking, you know, some Jesus bullies. I'm talking about an armed force called the Contras. Now, it's been many years later, and I'm waiting for this Ronald Reagan character to be brought to justice. Now, if you think that's going to happen, it's just not. And neither is Trump. Trump has got away with it. He is not going to be touched. And it's because we do not accept the fact that there is two forms of justice in this country, one for the rich entitled people and one for everybody else. Okay. Now, I know that it's important to vote. It's important to vote, but voting will not stop fascism. It never has. It hasn't happened in Germany. It hasn't happened in Greece and other countries that fascism was forced upon them. So voting will not stop fascism, but fascism will stop voting. And I'll give you an example. The 2020 election, we had a candidate named Hillary versus Donald Trump. And I think Hillary got a couple dozen more votes than Donald did. And then when Donald did get put in office, he didn't want to leave. He wanted to stop the voting in the Congress. Here's an example of fascism trying to stop voting when voting did not stop fascism. So I think we have to start getting ready to tell people what to do when fascism is very, very present in our country. And we have to start talking about having a general strike and maybe having some military mutinies to fight for our democracy, because you want to defend the Constitution. The right-wing people are going to hold their own constitutional convention, create their own Constitution, and that's what they want us to follow. So my point is that having confidence in the system is okay, but it's not going to do anything to stop fascism.
No, I'm with you, and we need to have a voice in the system. By the way, Reagan also, when the Iran-Contra scandal broke and it came out that, you know, he had been giving those weapons, and in fact, they were shipping spare tires to via Israel to Iran even before the election. Reagan's buddies had organized this. When that story broke here in the United States, 1 week later, in fact, I think it was less than a week, I think it was 3 or 4 days later, Reagan invaded a sovereign country that represented no threat to us at all, Grenada, and said he was doing it to protect a couple of American students at the medical school there, which was just complete BS. I'm with you, George. Reagan committed numerous crimes, and I think, you know, his treason, his cutting a deal with the Iranians to screw Jimmy Carter was at the top of the list. And I would love to see him held to account. When a friend of mine's ex-wife was the person who was the court reporter in the room when Reagan was deposed, and apparently he was still president at the time, and apparently he just was not home. I mean, there was just nobody there. He couldn't remember what had happened the day before. So that created a kind of a problem. But George, I'm with you. George, thank you for the call. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's up?
Well, that little word precedent. If these kindergarten people in charge of Congress have their way, they're going to want to have Biden subpoenaed and have him testify. If we're lucky and Biden and his advisors are smart, he will respond to the subpoena, show up, walk into the room, and sit down and start answering questions. When he does that, he sets a legal precedent that our presidents are not above the law.
He would not be the first president to testify before Congress. It's happened at least two or three times in the past.
Yes, but it also would mean that if another subpoena is issued to Trump, it will be much harder for him to ignore it or reject showing up. And that may be the end of Trump. These people don't understand that they're opening a can of worms they really don't want to. They're just so busy trying to take charge and get revenge that they're not really, they don't have a vision of what will happen in the long term.
Well, they're also now talking about impeaching Trump. Or, excuse me, Biden.
Yeah, I know. But this, you know, I don't know what we're going to do about Congress, but I keep thinking that we need a kindergarten cop, or we need Mr. Smith, the movie. Remember Jimmy Stewart? We need a Jimmy Stewart to go to Congress, or a Billy Jack to go to Congress. Do you remember Billy Jack?
Vaguely, yes. I certainly remember Jimmy Stewart. But I'm with you, Norman. It's beyond clown show now. It's getting dangerous, particularly when they're talking about the debt ceiling. Good points all. Norm, it's great to hear from you, and thanks for the call, and Happy New Year, if we haven't already talked in this new year. I think we have. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls on Anything Goes Friday right after this.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dynavite for dogs by using code DOG at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
A progressive voice.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republicans in Congress are demanding more information from President Biden's lawyers about the searches of his home and his former office that led to the discovery of classified documents. ABC's Jay O'Brien has...
Congressional Republicans are signaling that the appointment of a recent special counsel in this case won't deter them from conducting their own investigations into these more. Biden documents.
Today, the president will speak in Washington, D.C. at a Martin Luther King Jr. Day event. This week could see a financial staring contest as the U.S. is projected to reach the debt limit some point this week. And the Biden administration says it will not negotiate, but Republicans in Congress say there should be negotiations before that ceiling is lifted. The U.S. military has begun its expanded training of Ukrainian troops in Germany, and authorities in Italy say the country's number one fugitive, mafia boss Matteo Messina Denaro, was arrested after 30 years on the run. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back to Anything Goes Friday. Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. You know, there's going to be a big problem in future generations because we keep making so much history. And if we need a system to just sort of quickly tag things and characterize them so they can, you know, when they're cramming for the U.S. history exam, they'll have a better chance at it. And I've come up with my entry for the slogan to characterize the McCarthy speakership. Mm-hmm. And, well, actually I had a few, but the one that works best for me is, today, no magnetometers. Tomorrow, no Magna Carta.
Oh, that's a good one. It's, what is that, onomatopoeia? What is it when things rhyme like that? I forget the phrase, but in any case, I like that, Mike. It's a good one. Is that was your call, right? That's what you wanted to share?
That's all for now.
Okay, all right. Nice to hear from you, Mike. Thank you, and happy Friday the 13th. Larry in Los Angeles. Larry the math guy. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hi, the economy. And I'm a week late, but I noted that Biden had passed the 11 million jobs in 2 years.
Wow.
And that means that he, in his 2 years, and it's not quite 2 years yet, he's got more to go. But in his 2 years, he saw more jobs created than Ronald Reagan did in his last term, 4 years, where Ronald Reagan saw 10.8 million jobs created. Biden has now seen 11 million jobs created. And I've told everybody before that Biden had seen more jobs created than Bush, Senior, Bush, Trump combined. Well, now it's Reagan's last term, which brings it to 20 years of Republicans in the White House, the last 20 years of Republicans in the White House. Biden has outperformed them, and he only did it in 2 years.
Wow.
So you're comparing 2 years to 20. And this is the reason why I have been telling everybody that Biden is not going to have a recession.
Right.
You don't have a recession when you're seeing jobs created at that speed. And in addition to that, he is also, even though the Fed is trying to give him one, the Fed is trying to take the Fed rate up to a level where it was when George W. Bush saw his economy fall apart at 5.25%. And they're trying to bring it up to that level because the Fed is willing to take a chance. Every time there's a Democratic president in the White House, they're willing to take a chance at destroying the economy since the Republicans do it every time they're in the White House. And so they're trying to even that score a little bit. But Biden has a couple of things going for him. He passed that, I believe he passed that 15% minimum tax for corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you get a tax increase, which you start making the rich people pay more of their fair share, that inoculates you from having a recession. And I think that is working now because Apple just announced that they're going to reduce the pay of their CEO.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I think that's connected is because every time you increase the taxes on rich people, they can't outsource jobs anymore. And there's a connection between the Fed rate being at an improper level and tax cuts for the rich. And so every time the Republicans get in the White House, they always try to cut taxes for the rich. And every time they're in the White House, the Fed drops the Fed rate to an improper level. And that's why the Republicans always get a recession. And yet, when you're going through and looking at the history, you will find that this is true. The Fed always either has the Fed rate at an improper level, either too high or too low. But then you combine that with a tax cut, and you get a recession. And Jimmy Carter, it proves that it doesn't require you to be a Republican to do that. He cut the capital gains tax in, I think, next to his last year. Mm-hmm. And that was a cut in taxes on the rich. At the same time, the Fed had an improper Fed rate that was way too high, and Jimmy Carter got a recession. Even though it was a very mild recession, because he saw 10 million jobs created when he had that recession. Hmm. So you have a situation where Joe Biden has done probably everything that he could do to inoculate him from having a recession, even though Bloomberg is still predicting that we're going to have a recession 100%.
Yeah.
This year.
You know, 11 million jobs in 2 years. Why is that I suppose it's a rhetorical question, and Larry, you and I both know the answer, and it has to do with the Democratic Party's terrible messaging. But why is it that every American doesn't know that Joe Biden has produced more jobs in 2 years than any president in the history of the United States?
Well, it's because we have our right-wing, our liberal-biased media has a right-wing swing to it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right-wing swing to it.
Yeah, I guess
so. And so it's got the American people believing in a recession so strongly that the consumer expectations is at a lower level now. And it has been at a lower level all while Biden has been president than it was when Donald Trump had his recession, when he lost 20 million jobs. Right now, consumer confidence is lower than at that point, still to this day.
Wow.
And it's been that way ever since Biden has been president. And that's because the media gets out there and tells everybody that we're going to have a recession this year. Okay, well, that was last year. So now we're going to have a recession this year. And so they keep the people thinking that everything is going to fall apart. And we're all going to you know where in a handbasket,
right.
And so and they're also giving the Federal Reserve the permission to take us into recession because now they're saying that we need a recession to balance things out. So they're giving the Fed that permission, just like they gave the Supreme Court the permission to put George W. Bush in the White House in 2000 against the American people's wishes,
right.
Even though George W. Bush lost that election.
Yeah, by amplifying those messages from the guys down in Florida, Roger Stone, his whole Stop the Steal thing that he was running into.
And the right-wing radio talk show host.
Yep.
They started all this mess.
Yep, yep. I remember it well. I remember it well. Larry, thank you. Thank you for our statistics of the week and for all that information. I really appreciate it. And thank you. Michael, in Antelope, California. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Just on that note, I think that we have a messaging problem because even though we have rich liberals, you know, billionaires and multimillionaires, I think that if the truth got out there and that people would support taxes on the wealthy, they don't want their taxes raised either.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. Anyway, I called about Thomas Jefferson, and I first saw this when I visited his memorial back in 76, and it's on the third panel to the left.
Oh, the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. on the Potomac.
Jefferson.
Yeah.
Right, and I don't know if you've been there and if you've seen it, but what he basically says on that panel is that the Constitution wasn't meant to be static. He says it's like putting a jacket that you fit on a baby, and as the baby grows, then the jacket has to grow with it. And the Constitution is that jacket. But if you don't change the size of the jacket, you would restrict the growth of the baby or the country.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have a problem with, I saw that back in 76. I don't know when it was built, but I have not until last year, I've never heard anybody challenge the people that support originalism, you know, like the justices in the Supreme Court. I'm an originalist. And there was only one person that he wrote an article in the SAC B. He's the dean of law at UC Berkeley, Erwin Chemerinsky, and he wrote an article about that. But how come after all this time nobody challenges originalists?
Originalism, in my opinion, frankly, was a scam. I mean, it was just, and you're right. That quote is from one of Jefferson's letters, in which he was saying that, expecting the Constitution to never change is like expecting a man to wear the same jacket that he wore as a child. Originalism was, you know, I don't think it was Scalia who came up with it, but he certainly amplified it and used it. But there were a couple of Republicans who got out of the Supreme Court and proclaimed originalism as their new thing. Now there's textualism. This is Neil Gorsuch's thing. We just look at the words, and we know what those words mean. With originalism, it's we look at the words, and we can read the founders' minds. We know what the original intent was. And, of course, there, you know, very rarely was there original intent that was unanimous. The political spectrum was as broad and as scattered in 1770s as 1780s as it is right now.
I would really like to hear more challenges to the originalists.
Yeah.
Because of what Jefferson said, and I'm not hearing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody.
Good point, Michael. Good point. I there's a whole chapter on this stuff in my book on the Supreme Court, but you know, obviously, that's not on the tip of everybody's tongue. So, yeah, I'm with you. The Constitution was conceived of as a living document, and these guys who are like, oh no, we're going to keep everything exactly the way it was in 1787. I think the wink and nod that goes along with that is, and women and minorities shouldn't have rights. Michael, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, you just kind of look at what's behind the rhetoric, and it becomes fairly clear what the rhetoric really means.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust it. My original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 49 minutes past the hour. Picking up your call, Susan in Long Beach. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Hey, I probably should have asked this question of the congressman, but McCarthy has said that he wants to expunge Trump's impeachment. Can he do that?
Apparently, I didn't know it was a thing. And McCarthy hasn't said that he wants to do it. He said he's willing to consider it. But the, you know, some of the hardcore Trump humpers among the Republican caucus are saying that they want to do it. And, you know, Congress voted on and did the impeachment. So apparently the theory is that Congress can vote on and undo an impeachment. I don't know why. I don't know how it would work, frankly, Susan. And it might just be a purely symbolic vote because the impeachment itself was, you know, because he wasn't convicted in the Senate, became largely symbolic. But he's the only president who's ever been impeached twice. He's, you know, disgraced. Right. I mean, I would be surprised if the Republicans in the House decided that this was the hill they wanted to die on. That they, you know, I think that what they're trying to do, I think the Republican Party in general is trying to slowly and carefully, there's a piece about this in the Washington Post yesterday, kind of slowly, carefully back away from Donald Trump. And, you know, at the end of last year, the in the omnibus bill was included legislation that cleaned up the Electoral Count Act of 1887, I think it was. And, you know, so that a Trump presidency couldn't pull that off again. It seemed unnecessary to me because I think it's really unlikely that we would get another Trump as president and Pence as vice president kind of situation. It's certainly not going to happen with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. But a bunch of Republicans in the Senate voted for it, you know, which is one of the reasons why it passed. So in fact, it might have been standalone. I think it was part of the omnibus bill. It might have been standalone. But the bottom line is, you know, it got the votes. And maybe that was in committee. But I think that the Republican Party has figured out that Donald Trump is a losing proposition. They're going to exploit him and use him at the local level to get votes as long as possible. But I just don't think he has any political future. Susan, thank you for the call. Mike in Palatine, Illinois. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, if I could vent just for one sec, I was reading the CNN website, and this is what it said recently. It says that the initial batch of discovered documents were by Biden's personal attorneys. They were packing up files in his private office, found 10 classified documents. Some of them were top secret. Last time I checked, personal attorneys don't have clearance to be handling top secret documents. But MSNBC reported this morning that it was the cleaning crew that came across the documents. And either way, you know, I'm just really tired of hearing of these documents being treated like an old yearbook. Oh, they're found in a garage. They're found at the bottom of a desk. And I think we have to have the same justice for Biden as for Trump for the mishandling of government documents. Although with Trump, it's all about, you know, holding them and not returning them and this and that. What do you
and lying about
that?
Them. I mean, yeah. You know, Trump lied about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
He apparently still has some. I mean, we don't know how many he's sold to Saudi Arabia or to Vladimir Putin. His son, yeah. You know, his son-in-law did get $2 billion from Saudi Arabia right after Trump ceased to be president. And we discovered that these documents were missing. You know, Mike, I think that this is going to produce a change in how classified documents are handled, certainly by the executive branch. I'm not all hysterical about it. We'll see. I'm willing to wait for the special prosecutor, this fellow that just got appointed yesterday, to do his work. Jack in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Hey, Jack, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good afternoon, Tom. Tom, we live in kind of a resurrection of the 30s Red Scare movement. And there's a quote, and a passage at least, paraphrase, from Grapes of Wrath that brings a kind of focus on why that exists. In Grapes of Wrath, there's a discussion going on about Reds and who's a Red. And the answer given is a Red is the guy wanting 30 cents an hour when I'm paying 25 cents an hour. And I think
That's some Steinbeck.
Yeah. I think that, you know, we've seen the Red Scare craze of the 30s, but, you know, resurrected as McCarthyism, and McCarthyism now has echoes to Trumpism. And I think we need to be aware of some of the thinking and purpose behind that all.
Yeah.
I'm of an opinion, though, that a politician offers nothing but slurs like the McCarthy types or the this is socialism types that are ranting and raving in Congress today have nothing to offer.
Yeah.
Other than those slurs. So.
Yeah, that's my op-ed today, and I'm gonna do a rant about that at the top of the next hour. But I agree with you, Jack, and I think it's very well said, and I love that quote. I'll have to go track it down from the Grapes of Wrath. Thank you very much for that,
And
thanks for the call. Oop, I'm sorry, I thought you were finished. Mike in Snake River, Idaho. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, long-time listener. I have lived here in Idaho Falls, Idaho, for about a year and a half. And other than the politics being upside down, it's pretty nice. Mm-hmm. But I just noticed that the mail is being interrupted. I get the email every day from the post office saying you're going to get these letters, and sometimes it'll be 2 and 3 days. My neighbors on nextdoor.com are like, what's up with the mail? We got carriers out with headlamps at 10 o'clock at night. Have you heard of this? Is anybody else experiencing this?
And no. Are you in a real rural part of town or part of the state?
No, I'm in downtown Idaho Falls, but I'm in the city proper.
Huh. No, I've not heard anything like that. It sounds like a local problem, like, you know, your local postmaster's not doing his or her job, or they've got a staffing problem or something. I mean, post office lost a lot of people during the COVID thing, you know.
That I do know. I'm not sure what they're paying for jobs here, but, you know, we're not like a state like Colorado that just hiked our minimum wage.
Well, it's a federal job.
Yeah, I just...
So, you know, it's a federal pay scale.
No, that's true.
It's good pay and good benefits. I don't know, Mike. We've got no problem here in Portland, I can tell you. You know, I get the email, too, and it tells me what's coming, and typically that's what's in the mailbox. There was one day that something came a day later, but I just assumed that my letter carrier, you know, it fell on the floor of the truck or something. But it came back the next day. That's weird. Maybe somebody else will call in.
I won't blame Joy yet, but...
Yeah, maybe somebody else will call in and let us know if they're having the same problem. We'll see. Mike, I got to run. It's the top of the hour. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And thanks for listening to us. We'll be right back. Will Americans choose the politics of fear or trust?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Big tech companies will try to tell you that changing your settings and turning off app tracking is all you need to do to protect your privacy. Right. Are we supposed to believe that the big bad tech wolf has now turned into our sweet grandma? The truth is, big tech can't stop themselves from looking at what you do online. To protect myself against big tech's prying eyes, I use ExpressVPN. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, you are hiding your unique IP address. On top of that, ExpressVPN encrypts and reroutes all your online activity. It just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET, Wired, TechRadar, and countless others. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months free.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
the city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But it gave my mom and me more time to plan, together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and...
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.